Hi, everybody. It is January 26, 2021. Before I headed for bed last night, I checked this site, which I will link to below. You can check it on your own. And what do I find? Pretty intense, very intense, actually, frequencies in Louisiana. And a track of severe storms. They used to call these training storms. And just very strange. It looks like this is being stretched both ways. As you can see, New Mexico, Arizona, we got what? The beginning of a hurricane? Who the hell knows? But these frequencies, how are you feeling? You guys in Louisiana, but it's very strange. Makes like a diamond and then an A. It looks actually like an A. Whoops, sorry. Radar, satellite, it ain't the same anymore. But here's the start of the A. Okay. We know about weather modification. It's unfortunate that mainstream media continues to lie. And an awful lot of people apparently like the lie. But all of those people who like the lie, at this point, you're complicit with all of the destruction that is taking place. Look at this. I've never seen frequencies like this. You know, well, we sure are seeing an awful lot that we just never saw before. You know? Well, what happened? So I wake up this morning, I check my email, and sure enough.
Turning now to those triple threat storms on the move overnight, a destructive tornado ripping through Alabama. And now this morning, at least 31 states from California all the way to Massachusetts are on winter weather alerts. Alex Perez joins us with more from Chicago. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, good morning, Amy. This is what people here are waking up to, a lot of snow and a messy morning commute. There are weather-related problems across the country, including those terrifying moments in Alabama.
Overnight, a tornado touching down in Fultondale, Alabama, not far from Birmingham.
I have a patient trapped in by a tree.
At least one person is dead, and at least 20 people have been injured. First responders rushing to the scene, searching through what's left of destroyed homes and buildings.
This is going to be an extensive extrication. We have a whole house on top of a basement. We have five victims inside.
You can see this home just completely gutted. There is a car buried beneath all that rubble. Home after home now appearing like just massive piles of debris. This Hampton Inn hotel badly damaged, but luckily all guests are now accounted for. And out west, a treacherous driving conditions leading to wreck after wreck. In Arizona, whiteout conditions making visibility close to zero. Cars cautiously creeping down snow-covered roads. This car struggling to get traction in Iowa, while others just couldn't get their cars back on the road. In Grapevine, California, up to 3 inches of snow falling, forcing a major interstate to shut down.
The snow flurries are starting to stick, and that sticking is causing people to panic.
In San Bernardino, hail pelting crews as they work to clear roads. Cars going nowhere fast in Nebraska, many up to their tires in snow. Parts of the state getting more than a foot of snow.
And officials in Alabama will begin assessing the damage there today. As for this snowstorm, it's already moving east, expected to create problems along the way. Robin?
We're going to talk about that. Thank you, Al.
Great, huh? Okay. Bad. So, a lot more people without a home as of today. Okay. I'm going to play this 11-minute video. I hope you can watch the entire video, the 11 minutes, and then I will have a few more things to say. We're really, well, yeah, it's a very bizarre time that we are living when we have mainstream media reporting on weather modification. We have a real lot of weather modification, these commercial weather modification companies that provide weather modification services. We've had leaders of countries like Kennedy and Johnson, and they have spoken of weather modification. I came across this. Oh my God, this is kind of, well, where is it? Here. The Texas Weather Modification Advisory Committee is having Zoom meetings. And I guess George is retiring. George, who's worked for the Weather Modification Advisory Committee, or in some capacity, since 1975. He's retiring. Oh, the glowing, glowing remarks about George. I have a subscriber who lives in Texas. She called George Bomar, who works for the Texas Weather Modification Advisory Committee, and asked him about the weather modification that was taking place. And he, very childlike, like so incredibly immature, kind of laughed at her and inferred that she was just crazy, that weather is being modified. Weather Modification Advisory Committee. They have a YouTube channel. This is how bizarre this time is. And if you've seen my videos, I've included George in several of my videos when he is talking about the weather modification that was being implemented in Texas, and he talking about how they now can produce rain for longer periods of time over a wider area. And then you think of Katrina and all of the rains that have caused so much flooding in Texas alone. But no, it's not happening, okay? You're just crazy. You're just a crazy conspiracy theorist. Okay. I don't know. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Here it is.
Mr. President, honored delegates, ladies and gentlemen, we shall propose further cooperative efforts between all the nations in weather prediction and eventually in weather control.
Remarks the President to the National Academy of Science from Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C., October 22, 1963.
And third, there is the atmosphere itself, the atmosphere in which we live and breathe and which makes life on this planet possible. Scientists have studied the atmosphere for many decades, but its problems continue to defy us. The reasons for our limited progress are obvious. Weather cannot be easily reproduced and observed in the laboratory. It must therefore be studied in all of its violence, wherever it has its way. Here is an oceanography. New scientific tools have become available. with modern computers, rockets, and satellites. The time is ripe to harness a variety of disciplines for a concerted attack. And even more than oceanography, the atmospheric sciences require worldwide observation and hence international cooperation. Some of our most successful international efforts have involved the study of the atmosphere. We all know that the World Meteorological Organization has been effective in this field. It is now developing a worldwide weather system to which nations the world over can make their contribution. Such cooperative undertakings can challenge the world's best efforts for decades to come. And fourth, I would mention a problem which I know has greatly concerned many of you. That is our responsibility to control the effects of our own scientific experiments. For as science investigates the natural environment, it also modifies it. And that modification may have incalculable consequences for evil as well as for good. In the past, the problem of conservation has been mainly the problem of human waste, of natural resources, of their destruction. But science has the power for the first time in history now to undertake experiments with premeditation which can irreversibly alter our biological and physical environment on a global scale. The problem is difficult because it is hard to know in advance whether the cumulative effects of a particular experiment will help or harm mankind. In the case of nuclear testing, the world is satisfied that radioactive contamination involves unnecessary risks, and we are all heartened that more than 100 nations have joined to outlaw testing in environments where the effects most directly threaten mankind. In other fields, we may be less sure. We must, for example, balance the gains of weather modification against the hazards of protracted drought or storm. The government has the clear responsibility to weigh the importance of large-scale experiments to the advance of knowledge or to national security against the possibility of adverse and destructive effects. The scientific community must assist the government in arriving at rational judgments and interpreting these issues to the public. To deal with this problem, we have worked out formal procedures within the government to assure expert review before potentially risky experiments are undertaken. And we will make every effort to publish the data needed to permit open examination and discussion of proposed experiments by the scientific community before they are authorized. If science is to press ahead in the four fields that I have mentioned, if it is to continue to grow in effectiveness and productivity, our society must provide scientific inquiry the necessary means of sustenance. We must, in short, support it. Military and space needs, for example, offer little justification for much work in what Joseph Henry called abstract science. Though such fundamental inquiry is essential to the future technological vitality of industry and government alike, it is usually more difficult to comprehend than applied activity, and as a consequence, often seems harder to justify to the Congress, to the executive branch, and to the people. But if basic research is to be properly regarded, it must be better understood. I ask you to reflect on this problem and on the means by which in the years to come our society can assure continuing backing to fundamental research in the life sciences, the physical sciences, the social sciences, on natural resources, on agriculture, on protection against pollution and erosion. Together, the scientific community, the government, industry, and education must work out the way to nourish American science in all its power and vitality. Even this year, we have already seen in the first actions of the House of Representatives some failure of support for important areas of research which must depend on the national government. I'm hopeful that the Senate of the United States will restore these funds. What it needs, of course, is a wider understanding by the country as a whole of the value of this work, which has been so sustained by so many of you. I would not close, however, on a gloomy note, for ours is a century of scientific conquest and scientific triumph. If scientific discovery has not been an unalloyed blessing, if it has only conferred on mankind the power, it has only conferred on mankind the power not only to create, but also to annihilate, it has at the same time provided humanity with a supreme challenge and a supreme testing. If the challenge and the testing are too much for humanity, then we're all doomed. But I believe that the future can be bright, and I believe it can be certain. Man is still the master of his own fate, and I believe that the power of science and the responsibility of science have offered mankind a new opportunity, not only for intellectual growth, but for moral discipline, not only for the acquisition of knowledge, but for the strengthening of our nerve and our will. We are bound to grope for a time as we grapple with problems without precedent in human history. But wisdom is the child of experience. In the years since man unlocked the power stored within the atom, the world has made progress, halting, but effective, towards bringing that power under human control.
It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world. And ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
And fourth, I would mention a problem which I know has greatly concerned many of you. That is our responsibility to control the effects of our own scientific experiments. For as science investigates the natural environment, it also modifies it. And that modification may have incalculable consequences for evil as well as for good.
Tropical storm Harvey is pummeling southern Texas.
Live here in Houston, where Harvey's rains keep coming.
It's not the initial impact, but the flooding.
Record-shattering rain, massive flooding, families stranded.
Waters keep rising.
This is just the beginning.
Hi, if anybody is out there and can hear us, please help.
I need a rescue. These are three kids, no food or water.
Do we have anyone in the Friendship area?
Where's that
Friendship
humble address
area?
At? What's the humble address where they're trying to
There's
let
There's been a report of
in?
Another 5 foot of water about to pour out of Baker Dam.
I-10 in Normandy, we need help. Families are going under with the
we
current.
Need strong
the boats,
boats
are capsizing.
I-10 in Normandy, families are on these boats.
They need boats
under.
Out there. At
they said a white truck went under the water. So and I'm like, well, it can't be him because he into my house. Also, I kept calling his wife, dialing 911, and no response. I kept calling him, no response.
Hi, ma'am. This is Texas Game Warden Carmen Rickle. It's my understanding that you guys have called to be evacuated from your residence. Is that correct? Do you know the condition of the water around the house?
I don't know.
Stand by. We're going to try to get somebody out there to help you.
I mean, lasers? Really? To change the weather?
That's right. Well, as Mark Twain once famously said, everyone complains about the weather, but no one ever does anything about it. Well, instead of doing a rain dance, we physicists are firing trillion-watt lasers into the sky to actually precipitate rain clouds and actually bring down lightning bolts. This is potentially a game changer. When you have water vapor and you have dust particles or ice crystals, you can precipitate rain. It condenses around the seeds. These seeds can also be created by laser beams. By firing trillion-watt lasers, you rip apart the electrons, creating what are called ions. And these ions act like seeds, like dust particles, bringing down rain and even lightning.
Katie, go ahead.
Well, this is fascinates me in part because, too, I remember reading the stories that China had used this during the Olympics, that the USSR had used this after Chernobyl to create rain clouds.
Even in the 60s, the CIA used this to bring down monsoons during the Vietnam War to wash out the Viet Cong.
Well, I suppose I could end there. You know, It's upsetting to have done so much research. And a lot of the papers and the documents that I was posting on when I was living back in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, back in 2011, and they're all gone because my channel got taken down, and then my channel got taken down again twice, and I had so many videos on it. But here is a playlist, Weather Modification Harp, and there are 319 videos, and I just put, you know, the most important videos up top, which you can check out. Gray and black lithium clouds and HAARP and advances in Tesla technology, owning the weather, artificial cloud proof, earthquake grid patterns, Texas Weather Modification Advisory Board admits it can make a ton of rain, heat waves, and all you need to know that temperature can be modified. Temperature can be raised. The heat waves can be created by man. And more people have just, they're losing their homes. They're losing their loved ones. They're being killed off or destroyed by weather. Mainstream media. Hell, we had movies. Fred McMurray in 1963. Who's the, you know, I guess a crazy inventor who's inventing a way to make clouds. I mean, the evidence is voluminous, and we still can't get through to people. So I also have, I pulled this one up because I just saw it. Viruses, lots of them falling from the sky. Yeah. So I also have geoengineering, chemtrails, weather modification playlists. By the way, I've never put any video of mine on private. Interesting how YouTube can flip it over to private. So yeah, you can watch a Zoom meeting of the Texas Weather Modification Advisory Committee. This one in particular. Oh, goodbye, George. We'll miss you so much. You have been, it's George that really created the Weather Modification Advisory Committee in Texas. So now, what do we have? A whole lot of damage. I'm sick of it. And again, let me just say that the tornadoes that hit, there's a lot when you watch these videos, and certainly the aerial views They don't really have the same pattern as the tornadoes that used to hit years ago. Tornadoes, we used to see just a swath of leveled trees, homes, anything in its path, boom, leveled. Now it looks like tornadoes jump all over the place. So yes, wind, high winds, tornado winds. Tornadoes can be created. I've posted so many videos. Man, it doesn't seem to matter. So yeah, lots of bizarre weather. San Diego, snow, hail, rain. Phoenix, Arizona, usually hot, but hey, snow and hail. Interstates closed down. Cold storm brings wind, rain, hail. San Diego, Phoenix, and I-40, Kingman, Arizona, closed. I don't know what this red stuff is, but trucks piling up and California, you've got the atmospheric river bringing a threat of flooding, debris flows, and, well, I heard 1 foot to 3 feet of snow poised to take aim at California beginning late Tuesday with drenching rains that could trigger debris flows. Okay, a pattern change late last week opened the door for an active storm track. And look at this. I mean, it's so bizarre. Let's just look at this now. This is real time. You see the extremely low frequencies right here, belting away. This is what, Eureka, California, I believe. You got the extremely low frequency from Nevada into Southern California. And of course, the extremely low frequency is here. Well, you have one extremely low frequency in Alabama, and another hit here in Georgia. I'll show you what it has been looking like over the last couple of days. So it seems to have calmed down a bit. This is incredible. Because, as you can see, the air masses are going in every which way. And then you have an air mass that's held stagnant over Missouri, Colorado. I mean, look at this. You can see how it is going in opposite directions. They can control the air mass. You can check out my video on weather modification by artificial satellite. They can create atmospheric instabilities. Once you create an atmospheric instabilities, you can create weather. You can see the frequency right here, up here in Northern California, but your atmospheric river is coming. Well, um, I also captured... All right, let's go right here. This was at 10 a.m. this morning. We're talking incredibly dangerous frequencies being set off. Very powerful. How are you feeling? Down south. So at 10 a.m., you can see this whole area, this whole region is sitting under cloud. And it's a nice kind of rectangle shape. That's not Mother Nature. Mother Nature does not create clouds like this. But she does not create a row of beady-looking cloud that then shoot off more cloud. Nanobots can do that. Yes, I have videos of nanotechnology controlling our weather now. Look at the frequencies here in Southern California. Oh, that atmospheric weather and the severe weather. And they claim that severe weather is going to be hitting millions of people, you know, along the East Coast. Okay, now, it was just a couple of years ago that they started using the term training storms. I haven't heard that in a while, but I don't really listen to weather mainstream media. But look at all of these harp rings. This perfect circular pattern that's created by Doppler radar shooting off very high frequencies that go into the ionosphere. And when they release those frequencies, it pushes up the ionosphere. Then they release them, and the ionosphere comes. The ionosphere is very well electrically conductive. And when they release the frequencies, then they can, it brings down a very powerful, extremely low frequency. So the high frequency, or the extremely low frequency modulated with the high frequencies from Doppler radar, they can create earthquakes, they can create tornadoes, they can create hurricanes, they can create severe weather. And they're doing it. They've been doing it. And look at this nice circular pattern up here. Oh, where's that? Pennsylvania. And they're doing this, you know, all over. And I've not been able to keep up with things. So the flooding has been every day, the flooding all over the world. Every continent is getting. We've got millions of displaced people already. Millions. If there is a possibility of getting this stopped, the only way we could ever do it. I'm sorry, by the way, this is not real time. Okay, so you know that I flipped over. Okay, so let's go back to real time. Or no, I wanted to show you this incredible pulse in Colorado, which was just a little while ago. 9:02 this morning. Look at this. That's a dangerous pulse out of radar. So, meteorologists have been claiming that there's going to be snow for 7 days. I don't see it. I don't see it. Okay, well, whatever they're going to bring on. All the stagnant layer of cloud. And let's see. Yeah, this is your atmospheric river. You have the air masses that are literally just turning in circles around New Mexico and Colorado, Utah, Arizona. And they also claimed that there was going to be severe weather in the Four Corners. They'll create it. So, this is not Mother Nature. With frequencies, they can move about the air masses. And now, you know, when you go to these sites, it looks like, you know, my God, there's like hurricanes forming, huge, huge hurricanes forming all over the place. They just turn these clouds around. Guys, I'm tired of this. Look at this nice layer. Unbelievable. Mother Nature does not make right angled clouds, flat-lined clouds, perfect lines, perfect circles. No, this is all man using a whole lot of tools. All of the ripples that you are seeing, microwaves. The air masses, oh, let's move them about. Let's just move them any way, any direction we want. But if you watch that video on the weather modification by artificial satellite, that patent itself explains exactly how they can move these air masses about, how they can create whirlwinds and then whip them up into tornadoes. All right, just want to show you one more. When I heard about this atmospheric river coming, I checked out some sites. What you are seeing at 12:47, I believe, p.m. on the 25th. Yeah, it's p.m. So, these are nanobots being activated. That literally hug the coast. They are coming down right along the coast and then being brought in but stopped right here. That's where you had that weather in San Diego area. Coming into Arizona, Phoenix area. Nothing is real anymore, you know? Look at this. This is a massive amount of these nanobots. And don't leave me those stupid comments that only reveal your ignorance. You know, they've got lasers, they've got nanotechnology. They have flooded our atmosphere with these nanobots that they can activate. These nanobots have GPSs. They have their own way of emitting frequencies. Where the atmosphere's got satellites all over it, and those satellites can emit frequencies. We're loaded with on-the-ground weapons, the Gwen Towers, that literally litter the interstate, the interstates. Why do you think meteorologists suddenly started reporting on interstates? That's where the severe weather apparently happens on along interstates. Well, you've got those Gwen towers that can emit very dangerous, extremely low frequencies into the atmosphere or through the ground. Why do you think, you know, the flooding is taking away roads? And because those ground-based frequencies emitted from Gwen towers are literally, the infrastructure is crumbling because those frequencies create vibrations and loosen up everything in the ground, and voila, you've got bridges collapsing, dams collapsing, you got sinkholes, you got major destruction to roadways, and I've documented a lot of it on my playlists. So here we are at the Mimic map. Our precipitable waters, which, you know, this is a frequency up here. And I'm sorry, Mother Nature never just split her precipitable waters. It was always smooth and it would just go across. Now it goes in whatever direction they want to bring it. But this is a frequency hit right here. And if you're not understanding what I am talking about, then don't leave me, you know, the comment, well, you didn't explain anything and you didn't show any of the evidence and you didn't. The evidence is on my playlist, okay? Do some work yourself, please. Your work amounts to a click here and then a click there, and voila. You got somebody else who has done the work. Mother Nature never, the precipitable waters never just these defined lines. And yeah, look at what they're doing with California. Okay? It's like they're taking these precipitable waters and, you know, what, carving some kind of sculpture? These people are homicidal maniacs who are like George Beaumar, a homicidal maniac who has blood on his hands, considering what all of the flooding, repeated flooding, just in Texas alone, and then Louisiana. But now we have a hurricane with a whole lot of damage. People without homes. People without homes. People without homes. A lot of people. This is not okay. This is not okay. And more people, when you think of how many people have lost their jobs, and then you see this kind of destruction take place. You know, I don't know about, you know, I get people leaving me mess. Oh, you got to calm down. No, you actually have to get really upset. Regardless of whether somebody is ignorant or willfully ignorant, just refusing to engage in even conversation. I can't stand looking at this. I can't stand looking, you know, at people getting destroyed because nobody deserves this. You want to stay a fool all your life? It's your choice. Do you deserve to be destroyed? For no reason? Simply because you happen to have homicidal, psychopathic maniacs in charge. rulers ruling your life. That's why this is happening. The more people stay willfully ignorant, the more they become complicit. But look, we're going to have so many homeless people. My God. All right. I'm sorry for going on. I will link below to the playlist and the weather modification videos, the Zoom weather modification advisory committee for the videos on the tornadoes. Just put in tornado in the search bar. Stay safe, everyone.